Good day, all. This is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and my guest today is Ralph Enochian, a member of the Knights and Daughters of Vartan. Welcome, Ralph.
Thank you, Michelle. Parev digin Masurgeon. Inch besas. Achig.
So, Ralph, in case our listeners are not aware, what is the Knights and Daughters of Vartan?
The Knights and Daughters of Vartan is a service organization that was started right after the Armenian Genocide, which was perpetrated on April 23rd, 1915. As a result of that genocide, immigrants from Armenia and neighboring areas left Armenia. And by the way, my parents were survivors of that genocide.
And my grandfather.
There you go. So we have that in common. So these immigrants came eventually to the United States, and the Knights and Daughters of Vartan was started to help bring these, acclimate these people to this country, to help them get settled into the community. It was originally a secret organization. It had at one time it had a secret handshake and other things, but those don't exist anymore. As I said, its goal was to help Armenians who came to this country, fleeing the Armenian genocide.
So I understand that the city of Troy just passed a resolution to expand the Armenian genocide monument in the Troy Riverfront Park. Why the expansion, and what does the new design represent?
Earlier, I talked about the immigrants who came to this country and where they and they how they settled in. Many of these immigrants who came to New York State actually settled in Troy, New York. In 2005, my organization started putting together a project called the Armenian Monument Project. The goal of this project was to show our thanks and gratitude to the city of Troy for helping these Armenian immigrants who came to Troy to get settled. So we started our planning in 2005. December 9th, 2011, we had a consecration, and actually on December 7th, 2012, a monument was installed on the Troy, what's now called the Troy Monument Park. It's a black piece of black granite. It was sponsored, this whole project was sponsored by the Knights and Daughters of Vartan. And there's an inscription on the monument that says, quote, "Dedicated to the victims of the Armenian Genocide of 1915, and the survivors who settled in and around the city of Troy." On top of the monument are the twin peaks of Mount Ararat, which of course represent Armenia. And on the bottom is an inscription, "The Knights and Daughters of Vartan." We also anticipated that at some time in the future, we would add on to it, two pieces on each side of the monument. Then in 2017, our organization decided to address the additional wings. We did that. Again, it was a long, laborious process. We finally put the proposal to the City of Troy Council, and they approved the measure.
So on this additional part of the monument, you're saying they're wings. Do they represent something? Are
yes.
these symbols?
Well, it's an expansion of the original stone, and there are going to be several inscriptions on these wings. We call them wings.
Can you share what those inscriptions are going to be?
One of them is going to be a quote by the noted Armenian author William Saroyan, but I have to say right now I forgot which quote, so I don't want to I want to be careful.
That's okay. Are there any annual celebrations that
yes.
the Armenian community does? And
Absolutely.
When COVID came in, did that change that celebration?
Okay. Every year, Armenians across the world commemorate the Armenian genocide of April 23rd. In Troy specifically, the Armenian community gathers and has been gathering at that monument to hold a memorial service. So, and that was one of our goals, to have a place where we could have our own commemoration event.
Do you want to give everybody just a quick summary of what that, the Armenian Genocide, what prompted it?
I'll try to make this very brief. Around the turn of the century, a new group of leaders took over Turkey. They were called the Young Turks. And they actually overthrew the reigning Turkish leader. And their goal was to essentially establish a monolithic empire where they would get rid of all non-Turkish people. In other words, Christians, that would be the Armenians, Assyrians, Greeks, anybody. So anyone who was not Turkish, their goal was to remove these people from Turkey. So they proceeded to initiate a program of mass extermination, mass massacre, mass murder, and in all, 1.5 million Armenians were massacred by those Young Turks, by the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Some 400,000 Greeks who were also massacred, and other ethnic groups. So in short, the genocide started in 1915 and it ended sometime around 1923. According to Peter Blakian, who was a noted historian on the Armenian Genocide, the Armenian Genocide was a model or template for the Holocaust. And if you compare the strategies that the Germans employed, for example, the concentration camp, the ways that they committed massacres, a lot of that they copied from how the Turks did it to the Armenians.
Well, I really thank you for your time, Ralph, to speak with me today and bringing to light what happened with the Armenians. And I'm happy that Troy is, and your organization is keeping that memory alive with this monument.
Thank you
very much.
And thank you for this too, Michelle.
And this is Michelle Masurgian for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.